Blog Talk Radio.
Might as well put your hands together.
Good evening, good evening. Once again, praise the Lord. This is another day that the Lord God has made, and we are rejoicing in it, and we are glad in it. Today is Thursday evening, Thursday, November the 10th, 2016, and I am your host and Executive Director, Brother James Brown, Jr., and you are now in tune to Are You a Liability or an Asset to the Kingdom of God Internet Radio Show. It is my honor to be with you all again tonight. I am grateful that God has allowed me to be back with you all once again and have my special guest again on tonight. Well, he's not going to be any special guest after tonight because he's family now, and he's going to be coming on every third Saturday in the person of Elder James McCurry of Flint, Michigan. So he's going to be bringing the word on tonight. So I'm going to ask our listeners if you will get your Bibles out now, get your Bibles and pen and paper out, because he do give you scripture. So I want you to be able to read and follow along with him as we go through the scriptures on tonight. But we always open up with prayer, so I'm asking all our listeners if you would please go with me in a word of prayer at this time. Dear God, Heavenly Father, it's in the name of Jesus, we come to give your name praise, glory, and honor. Heavenly Father, we know that you're truly worthy to be praised. We know that there is none like you. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your grace, and we thank you for your mercy on today. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for your agape love, your love, Heavenly Father, that's very unconditional. Thank you, Heavenly Father, that you're not like man. Heavenly Father, we just thank you for who and all that you are. We ask right now in the name of Jesus that you would touch our hearts, Lord, touch our minds, forgive us of all of our sins and our transgressions and blot out all of our iniquities in Jesus' name. On tonight, Heavenly Father, for myself, Elder McQuarrie, also our entire family, Heavenly Father, forgive us of all of our sins and our transgressions. We lift them up to you and ask that you will forgive us in Jesus' name. Now, Heavenly Father, we pray and lift up all the listeners on tonight. You will just move by your spirit over the airways through your man of God that's going to bring your word on tonight. We pray, Lord, that first and foremost, that we pray that should there be anyone on the line or in the, on the internet, Heavenly Father, that is still spiritually blind on tonight, that they will receive a word on tonight, their spiritual eyes will become open, that they will be able to open their own mouth and confess the Lord Jesus Christ. We will ask him to come into their hearts so that they can be saved in his name. For we know that there's no other name whereby a man can be saved other than the name of Jesus. That they will come to know their God purpose. They will walk in their God purpose and fulfill their God purpose in the earth for your glory. Heavenly Father, we pray right now in the name of Jesus. We lift up all those that are burdened down in sorrow, in the loss of loved ones right now. Heavenly Father, you know who they are, where they are. You know how to reach them. You know how they are hurting. And we know that earth has no sorrow that heaven cannot heal. So they need you right now. Again, you know where they are. So we can't send you anywhere because you're everywhere at the same time. You're that kind of God. You know, God, Heavenly Father, we also lift up all those that are suffering in their bodies and their minds and spirit with illnesses or any type of formality or disease, Heavenly Father, in their bodies. We pray, Lord, that you will touch, heal, and deliver as only you can in the name of Jesus. I come lifting up my man of God, my shepherd and bishop, Bishop James A. Jennings, Heavenly Father, to you, that you will continue to move by your spirit, continue to touch him, strengthen, heal, and anoint his body, that he will be even stronger even after this, that he's going through this challenge right now. We know that you are our healer, and we know that you cannot fail. So we know that we can do all things through Christ Jesus who strengthens us. And, oh God, we know that with you all things are possible. So we just ask that you will move by your spirit on tonight. Have your way, Heavenly Father. We pray, Lord, that you would touch the hearts and the minds of our newly elected president-elect Donald Trump on tonight, Lord. If he's not saved on tonight, Lord, I don't know, but you know. But if he's not, just in case, we're going to lift him up on tonight, Lord, that his spiritual eyes will become open too as well, that he too will be able to open his own mouth and confess the Lord Jesus Christ, and that he will be able to walk in this, and that he will be able to hear from you, Heavenly Father, that he, as he lead and guide your people here in America, and that he will have influence around the world, so that he will be able to be used by you, Lord, that you will be able to speak to his heart, and he will hear you and answer you, Heavenly Father, that he would do right by all of your people, that you would be glorified on tonight. So we just give your name praise, we give you glory, and we just ask again that you would move by your spirit over this airway on tonight, that you would be glorified, and it is so, in Jesus' name, amen. Well, our spiritual food for thought for tonight is, and it's amazing how God has, how things is timed out, but God knows exactly what he's doing. Our spiritual food for thought for tonight says, for such a time as this, don't lose hope. Remember, God is in total control. Once again, our spiritual food for thought for tonight is, for such a time as this, don't lose hope. Remember, God is in total control. So I just want to let the listeners know that whatever happens, no matter who is going to be our president, we're going to keep them lifted up in prayer. We are to pray for our leaders. That's what the world, the Bible lets us know. We are to pray for our leaders. And so we do want to pray that they be instructed and led by God, that they be filled with the Holy Spirit, that they are saved, that they be able to hear from God. So when they pray, God will be able to hear their prayer and answer their prayer. So we want to keep them lifted up and as well, all of our world leaders all over the land. So right now, I'm going to bring forth, I have a few announcements to make real quick before I bring Elder James McQuarrie on tonight. He's going to be bringing another powerful word on tonight. So, again, get your pens and papers ready. I want you all to know that God has blessed me, and he has put me in a position where I was able to meet with some pastors in Flint, Michigan last weekend, thanks to Elder James McQuarrie. And they have a pastor's quartet singing group. They travel throughout Flint, Detroit, Michigan, and they travel throughout other cities and states, singing the good news of Jesus Christ in the form of quartet music. These are all pastors, and they preach the word, and they also sing the word. through quartet music. So as they get ready to go and travel, wherever they're going to be, they will be passing their announcements on to me, and I want you all to be able to take the notes down so you can be able to follow them. You may want to go and get a blessing by sitting under them and getting the word through music, through quartet singing, as they sing in God's praise through quartet singing, this pastor's quartet singing group. Also, I want you all to know that a lot of these pastors will be coming on, bringing messages on this platform starting in January. So be on the lookout for the different pastors from Flint area and the Saginaw, Michigan area. They will be coming forth in early January and February of next year, the Lord say so. And if Jesus don't delay his coming, if Jesus don't come anytime soon, they will be coming forth bringing powerful words from the Lord. So I just want you all to be aware of that. And also worldwide listeners know that starting in real soon in January, most likely, I'm going to be opening up the phone lines. I want you all to get this in your spirit so you can pass it on to your friends and coworkers and neighbors and church members, that when God tells me to open up the phone line for worldwide listeners to call in and share your testimonies, this is the number you would need to dial, 657 area code 383-1364. Once again, when I say the phone lines are open for worldwide listeners to call in and share your testimonies, this is the number you will want to dial, area code 657-383-1364. And I'm looking forward to that because God gets glory through our testimonies, and our testimonies are powerful. They let other people know that if God did it for us, he can do it for them too, because some people may be going through the same thing that God has just brought you out of or delivered you from. And so they need to know that God did it for you, that he can do it for them. And that's how God gets his glory, through our testimonies. We bless other people and we strengthen their faith, and that they can stand on the word for themselves and trust God and hold on to their faith and hold out. Know that if God did it for us, he can do it for them too. So that's why testimonies are important. And I thank God for that, the opportunity to be able to open up the phone lines for worldwide listeners to call in and share your testimonies. And worldwide listeners know that if you do this, God will be glorified, someone else will be helped and blessed and strengthened, and you will be blessed as well. So right now I'm going to bring forth Elder James McCreary of Flint, Michigan. Elder McCreary, I'm going to you on the line.
Yes, sir. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Very well. Hello. Thank you. Praise the Lord. It is so good to have you back with us again. Again, I was sharing with the listeners that Elder James McCreary, who is on the line now, listeners, he's going to be coming forth every third Saturday. Starting in January, he's going to be coming forth every third Saturday in January, bringing the word. So I want you all to get familiar with his voice, because again, get your Bibles out, because he do bring forth scriptures, and you need to write these scriptures down. And also, every first Thursday of every month, it will be Minister Sharon Rambis. He's a minister of the gospel. He's a member of my church where I attend. Also, we're both members of Shield of Faith International Church, where Bishop James E. Jennings is our pastor and shepherd. So he's going to be bringing the word every first Saturday, every first Thursday, starting in January. And also Elder James McCreary, who's going to bring the word tonight, he's going to be coming for every third Saturday. And I just want you all to be aware of that. Now, Elder James McCreary, if you can please share with the listeners another testimony on tonight. And after you conclude with your testimony, we're going to do a music break. And right after the music break has concluded, I'm not going to say anything else. I'm going to just yield the mic straight over to you right after this music break. But first, would you please share with us a powerful testimony on tonight?
Well, I praise God again for the opportunity, for just having the chance to be able to speak to my brothers and my sisters over these airways, and that God has given us another opportunity to share a good news of the word that will hopefully impress upon your heart to grow stronger. And we thank God for this day. We thank God for all that he's doing. Recently, just last week, we was in an automobile accident, but nobody got hurt. We had a four-car collision. Well, I told the people the only thing that got hurt and had pain was the automobile. Everybody got out of the automobile safely, was able to walk around, just shake yourself. Amen. And just see the glory of God working in the midst one more time, because, you know, accidents happen and many people don't walk away from them. But we thank God that we was able to walk away and yet be in our right mind, had the activities of our limbs, and be able to praise God for life. Amen. One more time. and thank God for all those that was in the accident, amen, walked away, amen, glorifying the Lord and thanking the Lord for safety, amen. And I just thank God for what he's doing in my life. I thank him because I'm saved and having a mind to live right. I thank him, God, for sanctification, separated from the world. Hallelujah. Thank God for holiness because it's the way of life. And I praise God for it. Thank God for his word. Amen. Because his word is the light unto my path and lamp unto my feet. Amen. I praise God for, amen, my family, all of my loved ones, my daughters, my grandchildren. Thank God for my wife. Amen. As lovely as she, beautiful as she is. Amen. My queen. Amen. I thank God for her. Amen. Pressing her way, continually to stand forth and be strong in the Lord. Thank God for her. Thank God for the children. Thank God for everything that he's doing. I praise God in all things because the Bible says, in all things, give thanks. And I thank him tonight. And I bless his name. Thank you for this broadcast, for Brother James, for allowing us to have the opportunity to speak to you over the highways. I thank God for men of God, such as Brother James Brown. Amen. This brother, amen, is one of God's great musicians. Amen. Can play that organ. Amen. Love to play old hymns. And I thank God for this man of God who make it possible that we might be able to come over the airways and speak to you on a night like this. And we hope and pray that we give you a word of encouragement. God bless you. Amen. Listen to the song, and I'll be back with you in just a few moments. Tonight, praise God to his son Jesus, who's the head of our lives and our Savior. Amen. Our keeper, our provider, our protector, And I just want to just thank God for again the opportunity to share with you in the word of God tonight. Praise the Lord. I'm not going to hoop and holler, amen, but I just want to share a thought that was given unto me, amen, during the early morning, amen, for the people of God, for the people of God. I hope that you will go with me in your Bible, and I want to read two scriptures tonight from two different books tonight. First of all, I want to go to the book of Jeremiah, chapter 18, and reading verse 1 through 6. Jeremiah, chapter 18, reading verse 1 through 6. Go with me in your Bible tonight. Praise the Lamb of God. And I'm going to be reading, amen, from different, amen, a little bit different than what you hear in your Bible. It says, Jeremiah chapter 18, verse 1, says, the word that came to Jeremiah from the Lord, come, go down to the potter's house, and there I will let you hear my words. So I went down to the potter's house, and there he was working at his wheel. The vessel he was making of clay was spoiled in the potter's hand, and he reworked it into another vessel as seemed good to him. Then the word of the Lord came to me. Can I not be with you, do with you, O house of Israel, just as this potter has done, says the Lord, just like the clay in the potter's hand, so are you in my hand, O house of Israel. At one moment, I may declare concerning the nation of the kingdom that I'll pluck up and break down and destroy. Now, that was Jeremiah chapter 18, verses 1 through 7. I want you to look at one more verse of scripture, another scripture in the New Testament, Philippians 2 and 14, a very familiar scripture. But I want you to get this tonight before I give you my topic. It says, do all things without grumbling and fault finding and complaining. Now, it said, do all things without murmuring, grumbling, or complaining. That's Philippians 2, 14. Now, I want to use tonight from those two scriptures in the Old Testament and the New, putting them together for you. And my topic tonight will be stop complaining. God is molding you. Stop complaining. God is molding. I want to say that one more time. Stop complaining. God is molding you. Now, let me tell you this tonight. Would you rather complain or would you rather be happy? That's a question I'm asking you. Would you rather be a complainer or would you rather be happy? Amen. We all complain. Everybody, I don't know anybody that don't complain. Some way or another, you complain. We all complain. Even if you feel you're the happiest person in the world, you still complain. It's just like, you know, sometimes it's just like nothing agrees with you. It's always a complaint. What's this now? Many times we complain without realizing it. You really don't, without even realizing, we're not thinking. Yeah, it's just like what's going on in the world today. Right now, these things that are happening in the world today, people protesting and they, why? Complaining about something really you can't do anything about. It's been established. The foundation has been laid. It's going to happen. It's already done. So why kill and why destroy and why mumble and grumble and mess up your own life and cause your own self to be miserable about something that you can't do anything about anyway? Take care of your life. Take care of yourself. Focus on things that are righteous and good. Listen to me. Many times we complain without realizing. Too much complaining will break up a good relationship. You can complain. People complain about anything. And I just want to just use my topic again tonight. Stop complaining about it, because even this, watch it. When you see something happening in your life that you're not aware of, understandable of, listen to this. Don't complain about it. Wait on the Lord. God, in your complaining, he just make it worse. But if you just wait on the Lord, listen, God is molding you in this. He's molding you. Even in the things that are happening, look out, focus. God is even molding you. He's trying to show you something, even in the situation and circumstances that are happening in life today. Because there is nothing that God does not know about. God knows about everything even before it comes to play. Because God knows the end from the beginning. He knows the beginning from to the end. He already knows what's going to happen. He already knows. So why complain? Complaining does not help anything. I'm a living witness to that. I'm surely a witness to know that complaining does not help anything. It really just makes you stress out. It really just causes you to have headaches. It really just causes more problems. It causes your body to react in a way where, and you wonder, why I got these headaches? Why I'm having these leg aches? Why I'm having this back ache? Why stop complaining? Watch this. Listen, God is trying to mold you. He's trying to mold you. He's trying to show you something here. Complaining puts you in a negative. It puts you in a negative. See, there's a negative and there's a positive. I'm going to give you some scriptures tonight. I don't have time to go into them, but I want to give them to you so you can go back and read them, because I want you to read these scriptures over. Like I said, I'm not going to hoop and holler at you tonight. I just want to talk to you because I want you to just settle down. I want you to settle down, settle your mind, because complaining only causes you, I'm talking to you, to be more miserable, to be more problems. It causes you to be more burdened. Listen to this. Watch this now. It causes a negative. See, there's a negative and a positive in everything. And complaining causes a negative. A complainer puts out negative energy that affects everyone around them. You ever been around a person that sometimes, you know, you love that person, but you just hate to come around, and you hate to see them come around? I mean, you see them coming, and you say, oh, man, I hope they go the other way. Why? Because they have nothing positive to say. It's always a negative reaction. It's always a complaint. It's always something going on that they don't like. It's always somebody that they don't like, or somebody bothering them, or somebody saying this, or somebody saying that. Listen, come out of that. Get away from that. Listen, God wants to mold you. He wants to mold you. Listen to this. Listen to this. I want to let you know something tonight. Write these scriptures down, because I don't have a lot of time. I just want to share with you tonight and encourage you to not complain so much. Listen to this. When you get around people, and you know, a friend is one that will be honest with a friend. I mean, a true friend. A friend will tell a friend, listen, hey, wait a minute, you talk too much. And when you talk, you grumble and you mumble about every little old thing. Don't nothing please you. Can't nobody please you. Everything. You got a negative response to say about everything. You need to stop. You need to stop. You need to turn it around. You need to think and focus differently. Okay, watch this. If you got a friend that's like that, keep the friend, but get rid of the negative. Get rid of the complaining. Watch this. I want to give you some scriptures tonight. If you will, get your pen and paper, write these scriptures down, because I want you to read them after we go off the air. Romans chapter 9, verses 17 through 18. Romans 20. 21, Isaiah 55 and 11, Isaiah 29, verse 16, Isaiah 45 and 9, Isaiah 64 and 8, Romans 8 and 28, Philippians 2, 1 through 5, Philippians 2:14, who I took my text from, and then Ephesians 5:15 through 16 said, be careful in how you live. Watch this now. Not as unwise people, but as wise, making the most of the time, because the days are evil. The days are evil. Life is always changing. You're going to have ups and downs. Don't complain. Listen. Allow God to mold you. in your life and what's going on in your life. You know, it's best to just say, God, whatever you're doing, make sure that I'm getting the perfectedness from it. Make sure that I'm being molded and shaped into what you have me to be. Let me not complain, but let me be thankful. Let me be thankful that I might be able to see things in a different way. Help me, Father, to mold me and shape me to be a vessel of honor so I can be able to set an example for others that are around me. No, I know that things may happen that you don't like at times, but think before, even with the children. I know they can stress you out. They can get your temper too high. But think. Don't complain. Think. Before you say anything, let God. Even God can mold you into a great parent. He can mold you into a vessel of motherhood, of fatherhood, wife and husband. They can be great parents. My goodness. He can bless you in such a way where, amen, when you push those negative vibes out, those complaining vibes, get rid of them. You can let me show you something now. You're going to have ups and downs, as I told you. You can let it destroy or mold you. You're going to have these ups and downs. Don't complain. Things are not going to always be like you desire to be. But just seek God. Isaiah 55 and 6 says, seek the Lord while he may be found and call upon him while he's near. Don't complain. Talk to the Lord about your situation. Give it to the Lord. The Bible says in Philippians 5, 7, he said, cast all your cares upon me because he cares for you. All right? There are times that you are not going to go the right way. Stay busy. Work your plan. Clear your mind of the things. Make a declaration of what you stand for. You can't make a difference until you make a decision. Stop complaining. You cannot make a difference until you make a decision. You cannot make a difference in life until you make a solemn decision. So stop complaining. Your life is all about what you decided to be. You don't have to complain. You get up in the morning. Oh, well, it's a... I don't know how the day gonna be. But instead of just getting up saying, Lord, I thank you for another day. Listen to this. In the book of Jeremiah, let me just cover it just for a second. It says, the word came to Jeremiah. The word came to Jeremiah from the Lord. He told Jeremiah, he said, come, go down to the potter's house. He said, I want you to see something, Jeremiah. And there I will let you hear my words. So Jeremiah said, I went down to the potter's house, and there he was working at a wheel. He was working at a wheel. And the vessel he was making of clay was sparred in the potter's head. Listen, get in the potter's head. Get in the potter's head. Oh, God, go down on your knees. Get in the potter's head. He said, Lord, I don't want to complain. I don't want to be a complainer. I don't want to be a bubbler. I don't want to grumble. I want you to mold me at this. Whatever it is that I'm going through here, whatever it is that seems to be negative in my life, that causes me to complain, help me, Lord, to be able to just say, God, shape me in this. Mold me. Take this and mold me and shape me. Watch this now. The vessels he was making of clay was sparred in the potter's head, and he reworked it into another vessel. See, listen, let me tell you something. Listen to this. It's going to cost you nothing. This don't cost you nothing. It don't cost you a dime. This is free. I want to let you know something. All you got to do is just get in the potter's head. Put your life in the potter's head. Give your life to Jesus Christ. Say, Lord, here I am. I yield my whole life to you. I surrender to you. You know why? Because Jesus, Yeshua Messiah, died for you on Calvary. gave his life, went in the grave and stayed 3 days and three nights, and rose again with power, and he surrendered it all, took you before the Father, and brought you in as a family member, where you became an heir and a joint heir with him. And now he's molding you and shaping you and to be a greater vessel than what you were. Oh, don't complain. Don't look at what it used to be. Don't complain. God, you molded me. I'm going to be new. He reworked it. Another vessel that seemed good to you. See, God, the thing is that the purpose of this message tonight is to get you to understand, don't complain. Get away from around complaining. He wants to mold you and shape you. He wants to bless you. He wants to, listen, let me give you some things here. Resist an urge. Resist the urge to complain. Resist the urge to judge or assume. When you think negative thoughts, it shows and comes out in your body language. You ever look at a person and their body talk more than their mouth. And it was negative. It was complaining. Body language. Work to stay positive, brothers and sisters. Work to stay positive. Change the way you think. This is going to help you. Change the way you think. If something is bothering you, fix it. Or accept that nothing can be done, don't complain about it. If something is bothering you, fix it. Or really just accept. See that surrender prayer, some of the words say, help me to accept the things I cannot change. And change those things which I can. All right, then. That means that you want to start complaining. Complaining is a passive activity. It's passive. If something causes you to complain, focus on something else. But listen, I want you to know tonight that God is molding you. And I want to say this to you out there tonight in radio land that are listening to me. Don't complain about what has just happened. You can't do nothing about that. Even if however you voted or whatever you did, put it in the hands of God. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, and the world and they that dwell therein. Listen, all the saints of God got to do in number. All you have to do, you don't have to complain. Pray. It's praying time, not complaining time. It's praying time. It's time to get on your knees on your face before God and pray and seek God. Listen, he said, if my people who are called by my name would humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, 1 Chronicles 7:14. Listen, pray, saints. Give that. I heard Brother James Brown was praying tonight, and he lifted up the man. Amen. He didn't say anything negative about him. He didn't complain. He said, God, I'm bringing him before you. Why? Because Jesus declared in the word of God that the government was up on his shoulder. If anybody can handle it, God can. God can save the uttermost. God can save to the uttermost. He can save. He can go reach down in the gutter. He got you, didn't he? Hallelujah. He brought you out, didn't he? Praise God. All you got to do is, hey, listen, God is saving every day. Jesus died. That man can be saved. And if you pray, God can turn everything around. He can turn it around. God can turn that man, all that foul spirit and all that thing. God can bring him out, and he'll come out to be the best president they ever had. Oh, it can be. Don't be sitting there talking about, oh, this is that this preacher. He don't know what he's talking about. God, listen, he changed you. You was on your way to hell. Hallelujah. You ain't always been saved. You ain't always had Christ in your life. You've been out there too. You done said some negative things. You done spoke, and even since you've been saved, you done talked about somebody. Come on, ain't no need you trying to be holier than now. You know what I'm talking about. So listen, if we start lifting up Jesus and start going before the Lord with things and not complain about him so much, praise God. God will hear your prayer. Because he said the prayers of the righteous avail as much. God will hear your prayer. So stop complaining. Go down to the Father's house. Get on the wheel. Let God mold you. You're just a piece of clay. That man is just a piece of clay. God can mold him and shape him to be what he wants him to be. God said, I have mercy on whom I will. He says, don't stop complaining. Pray for your family. Don't complain. Pray for that sister that maybe mistreated you. Don't complain. Pray for that brother that don't want to do right by you. Don't complain. Pray for that husband that's out there and not doing what he's supposed to be doing as for being a provider for the home. Don't complain. Take him before the Lord. God is able. God can do it. God can do it. I'm telling you, he can do it. I just want to talk to you tonight because I feel that it's ever was a time to go before God. Now is the time that we need to go before God and turn to him and then turn to the place of understanding that God does not want to hear a bunch of complaining. No. He wants to hear prayer. And then finally, let's look at this. Look at this. In your molding, ask God to help you to put on the whole armor. You're going to need it now. You need it. Ephesians 6, 10 and 11 talks about the whole armor. Instead of complaining, ask God to help you put on the whole armor of God. It gives you strength and power. You need that armor on. If ever was a time that we need the armor of God on strongly, that breastplate of righteousness, the helmet of salvation, the shield of faith, charged with the gospel of peace, our belt girdled with truth, hallelujah, prayer and supplication in our hearts and minds, we need that right now. Don't complain. It's too much going on to complain. Don't complain. God, mold me. Shape me into the vessel that you would have me to be. Help me to be different. Help me to be a light that you said that I am, a light that shineth among darkness so that people can see you in my life, in my family, in my home. So the presence, wherever I go, your presence will be manifested. It may be things that I don't like, but help me not to complain. Mold me to be a vessel of positivity. Mold me to be a vessel that I may be a strength to my fellow man. Mold me that when I open my mouth, my word will be seasoned with salt, that it be grace to the hearer. Mold me so that I might be able to stand and do it all to stand, that my life will be, amen, a perfect example for others to see. I just want you to just mold me. And Father, forgive us if we have complained and we're living in a world of complaints. But Father, forgive us. We're your children. We don't want to live a complaining life. We want to live a life that is pleasing unto you, that is positive, that bring forth, amen, the positiveness in the atmosphere. Father, that when we walk into places, we cause these things to happen. We cause this change. We cause these people to react different. Why? Because we are carrying on that molding of that positiveness in our lives. Brothers and sisters, I want to just share with you tonight. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord at all times. And that's God. I know some of you right now listening to my voice, and I'm just talking to you tonight. You're listening to my voice, and you through the day, all the day long, you had something to complain about. And you're a child of God, but you had something to complain about. You found it. You looked for it. Instead of looking for the positive, you looked at, oh, well, you started complaining about it. It might have been something that you was eating, and you didn't have to eat it, but you complained about it while you was eating it. Now, ain't that something? You complained about something that you didn't have to eat, and you were still eating it. There's something wrong. You're focusing wrong. You're thinking wrong. Okay? Stop that. Get this in your life, brothers and sisters. God is seeking out people to bring forth his life example. And it's not an example of complaining. It's an example of you being the clay, and he's being the potter in your life, and he's molding and shaping you into a vessel so that others can know that there is a God, and that God is a living present spirit in your life. He wants to manifest through you. He want to manifest to you. You're the clay. You're a piece of clay. Have you ever heard clay complain? Most of us in children's life, we played with some clay. We had clay in our hands. Even if it was some mud that we went out there and made up and we tried to shape something, made a mud pile, something, you know. But that mud, that clay, never said anything to us. We took it and we did whatever we wanted to do with it, and it became what we wanted to become, and it was shaped like we wanted to be shaped. And when we got through with it, we were satisfied. But then let me tell you something. Become that clay, not that complainer. Allow him to mold you. Become that clay so that he can mold you, and you can become that vessel that he will be pleased with, that he will have for you to be. Not somebody, not for man's glory, but for his glory. Become that piece of clay and say, oh God, I may not be all that I should be, but Father, help me. Help me to be better. Help me to be a better parent. Help me to be a better wife. Help me to be a better husband. Help me to be a better son or daughter. Mold me into, let me be a complainer. Let me think before I open my mouth. And when I open my mouth to say something, let it be words, Father, that will help me to be able to cause a reaction of positiveness and not negativity. It's easy to do. All you got to do is give over to him. Let him work in your life. Brothers and sisters, I really truly thank God for the opportunity to come over the airways and just talk with you like I'm talking to you tonight. Because we need encouraging. We need people that's going to encourage one another in this day and time. We're living in desperate times. We don't need to hear people talk about, well, if it were me, this is what I would do. No, 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 no. We need people that's going to talk about what God can do, not what you can do. You can't do nothing. And even so, God told us in his word that you can do nothing without him. So why you going to walk around like you can do this or you can change this or you can change that? No. God is looking for people that's going to, when you stand before your brothers and sisters and you hear them complaining, hey, and then you have an opportunity to share with them, talk to them about the positive thing. Don't get into that negativity. They'll draw you in, and when you know it, brother, you're feeling all down and out. You walk away and you wonder, well, why am I feeling like I was feeling? I wasn't feeling like that before I got into that conversation, but you let yourself get into it. Why? Why? Because you want to hear gossip. You want to hear negativity. Maybe they're talking about somebody that you might have known before. And somebody that you might have, you know, didn't like it or what they did. Listen. Stop listening to that kind of garbage. Stop mumbling and grumbling. The people of Israel, the reason why when God led them out of Egypt, that's the reason why the things that happened to them the way they did is because they were mumbling and complaining and grumbling about every little bit of thing. God did this, they complain about that. God did this, they complain about the other. God did this, they complain about the other. Listen, always a complaint. Listen, God gave them bread from heaven, manna down from heaven, they complain about that. Wasn't enough to eat. Oh, he gave them water to drink. Huh? They were complaining about that. Their clothes wasn't even wearing out. Every little thing he complained about. Listen. Don't complain. If you even walk down and walk through your house tonight, after you hear this message tonight, if you walk through your house tonight, as you walk through your house, think of something that you can think of good, positive, something, and then in your mind tell you to complain about something. It might be something laying on the floor in front of you. Don't complain about it. Pick it up and say, God, thank you for molding me, because in the other time I would be talking about this thing shouldn't be here. Why is it here? Well, God, thank you for molding me. I can just move it out of the way. It don't have to be there. I can put it where it's supposed to be and go on. Stop allowing yourself to get into that place of complaining. Get in that place where God can mold you And then let me finish by saying this tonight. Operate in love. Operate in love. Love is the key to everything. Operate in that. That's one of the greatest fruit of the Spirit. Love. Love. But even when, don't complain about when people mistreat you. Love them. Don't complain about when people say things about you. Love them. That's the Spirit of God. So God, if you, if, say this tonight. If, God, if I don't have your Spirit dwelling in me if, with love, then not, God, don't let me complain, but mold me. Mold me into that person of love, that perfect love, that love that shows from the inside out. Your presence is being known. Yes, I can act any kind of way, but I just want you to mold me, God, to be a person of positivity, not complaining. Want to read one more scripture tonight before I let you go? And this is going to be it. I want to go take you into the scripture tonight, just one scripture in the Word of God tonight. Listen, I want you to go over to Galatians chapter 5, verse 22, and talk about the contrast of the fruit of the Spirit. And I want you to say, Lord, mold me. Don't let me complain, but give me love. Give me joy. Give me peace. Give me patience. Give me kindness. Give me generosity. Give me faithfulness. Give me gentleness and self-control. Because there ain't no law against these things, God. I want to live in the Spirit. I want to live by the Spirit. I want to walk in the Spirit. I want to be guided by your Spirit. I don't want to be conceited. Don't want to be a complainer. Don't want to be committing against another, envying against another. Don't want to be like that. I just want you to mold me. Mold me, God. They're telling that tonight. Will you tell him that with me tonight? Mold me. Help me not to be a complainer. Let me not be a complainer, but mold me and shape me into the vessel that you have me to be. God bless you tonight. I love you in Jesus' name. And I pray that I have said something tonight in this little gathering of this message. Amen. Stop complaining. God is molding you. Tomorrow when you go out on your job, among your friends, and you hear complaining, just say, stop complaining. God is molding you. Let that be your continual week vibe as you go forth. When you hear your friends say something that is negative about something, say, stop complaining. God is molding you. Get that going. Spread it throughout. Tell your friend to tell somebody. When they say something negative about someone else, stop complaining. God is molding you. In your life. Stop complaining. Remember, Jesus loves you, and I do too. Praise God. Thank God for Pastor Brother James Brown and allowing us to come over the airways with you tonight. And we'll be looking forward to being with you every third Saturday night, starting in January, every third Saturday night. We'll be with you, share with you. Don't forget, we have a singing group called Pastors United. It's a group of young pastors singing and praising the Lord. And also I have a new recording that will be out next week. We release a new recording. I have one out already. I have a DVD. I have a book out that you can go to Barnes & Noble's page, and you can go to YouTube. Pull it up. Also, my CD, that you can pull it up, Elder James McCurry and Westbow Press. You can pull me up. Yes, and you can call me on the phone if you want to at 313-205-1795. That's 313-205-1795. That's Elder James McCurry. And if you want me to come to your church or do a program for you, whether it be singing, evangelistic ministry, whether it be a seminar, however it may be, give me a call. I'll be glad to come to your city, wherever it may be, amen, and share the good news of Jesus Christ with you and your friends and loved ones, amen, and just fellowship with you and the person of myself, amen, and along with my lovely wife, Keziah. Praise God. Thank God for you. Thank God for you, Pastor Brother Brown. Thank God for you tonight. And we love you. Don't forget, if you will, on this the third Sunday in this month, which is the 20th of this month, we'll be at the Holy Cross Missionary Baptist Church on Linwood. That's 6220 Linwood Avenue. I'll be singing there as a guest soloist. Amen. And sharing the good news with those brethren. They're having their men's day at 3:30 that afternoon. Come by and share with me. Let me know that you heard me on the radio if you're in the area of the Michigan area. I'll be in the city of Detroit on that night, on the evening at 3:30 at the Holy Cross Missionary Baptist Church. And now give me a call if you desire at 313-205-1795. God bless you. God keep you. Continue to have a blessed week and a blessed weekend.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. What a powerful word on tonight. Stop complaining. God is molding you. And yes, sometimes we find ourselves complaining. Even as Christians, we find ourselves complaining. But that is not of God. He do not what he, like you said, and I love the way you put it. And there's a song that says, take your burdens to the Lord and leave them there. And you said in your message, there's a scripture that says, cast all your cares upon him, cares for us. So we don't have to complain. We don't have to murmur like the people did that he brought out. And they started complaining about the manna and the water and the shoes. And they started complaining about everything that God was blessing them and keeping them. They were saying thank you. They were just complaining and ungrateful. So we need to stop complaining. That was a good word on tonight, Elder McCrory. I thank God for you, and I thank God for this word on tonight. So but now, if we're ready to close out on tonight, I want to lift up in prayer again our elected President Trump and all those that are going to be working along with him. We want to keep them lifted up in prayer. Again, stop complaining about what has happened. There's nothing we can do to change it. But know that God is in control, and that's what we need to know and realize, that God is in control. I don't care who's in the White House, who's running whatever government. God is in control. He's the Most High God. So he said it is better that we obey him rather than man. But we do know that we are to obey the land, the laws of the land. We know that much, too. The word tells us that. So, but we want to keep the new president and his cabinet and all those who are going to be working with him, keep them lifted up in prayer. They could be men and women of God. They'd be led by God, and they will not have hidden motives and agendas, because we know that the enemy comes to kill, steal, and destroy not only marriages and churches and families, but he comes to destroy countries and nations. And so we know that he's on his job, but we need to be on our things. We need to come together and get on one accord and start loving each other. Protesting and fighting is not going to solve anything. That's what the enemy wants. And so we know that God is greater, and we know that he has all power in his hand. Yes, Satan do have power, but he's limited. The God we serve is a faithful God, and he has all power in heaven and earth in his hand. So he is in control.
Amen.
I'm grateful for that on tonight. So right now we just want to continue to pray. Eternal God, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we come again lifting up those that are tuned in on tonight that may not know Jesus Christ. We pray, Lord, that something was said on tonight, that someone's spiritual eyes will become open, that they will be able to open their own mouth and confess the Lord Jesus Christ and be saved in his name on tonight. Lord God, we come to visit about new elected President Donald Trump and all those that are going to be working with him in the cabinet members and Congress. Heavenly Father, all those that are going to be working with him, we pray that you would lead and guide them, that they would do what's right for your people. We pray most of all, Heavenly Father, that should there be any of them that are not saved in Jesus' name, that they would come to know Jesus Christ and ask him to come into their hearts and be saved in his name, so that when they do pray, Heavenly Father, their prayers would be heard and not be hindered. So that they will continue to be able to lead your people in the way that you would have them to lead us, that you would be glorified. So continue to bless this broadcast. Continue to move by your spirit over the airways. We just thank you for the privilege and the honor to be able to come forth with this platform that you have blessed us with. And we don't want to take it lightly or for granted. We thank you for our listeners. We just give your name praise. We just pray, Lord, that you continue to move by your spirit as only you can. In Jesus' name, and all the people of God said, amen.
Amen.
Well, on tonight, continue to be blessed. Know that I love you and God loves you too. Until Saturday, we will have another guest coming on with another powerful word. So until the Lord says the same, before we send you all on next Saturday, 8 o'clock p.m. God bless you.
Cover me, Lord, with thy spirit. over me, Lord, with thyself. Cover me, Lord, with thy presence. Oh,